This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This Bell Show. We've got new warnings on cigarettes, like we need them, right? Graphic images. If it takes graphic images to get you, no, all right, we'll get to that. We got a question of the day about aneurysms. We're going to give you options. Your cardiologist, neurologist, they will never give you. They should, they could, but they won't. And we'll give you some options there. Prescription infant formulas. You'll never guess what they found in them now. Yep, not injectable, but edible. Not much better. And really, finally, to start off is to follow up on hour one. My good friend, Dr. Marlene Siegel from PascoVet.com is with us. She's agreed to hang on for another segment because we've got another animal story. We covered a lot of ground last hour. But what about this? It's not a news story, but it's back in the news. Vermont to airdrop oral rabies vaccines. Now, I get why they're doing this, because you have rabid animals in the wild. You hear about rabid dogs. There are movies made about them. Remember Cujo? Things like that. But I'm not saying rabies is not real. It's not a concern. But there's got to be a better way than dropping poison food from the sky and hoping your infected targets or potentially infected targets are the only ones that will ingest this stuff. Dr. Marlene Siegel, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, everybody.
So this idea of a rabies vaccine, there's an obsession, and I get it. There's a fear associated with rabid animals. It's not that it's not a real threat. I don't know how common it is. You will have better information than I will on that. But I also, as a homeopath, know that there are other ways to address it. There's homeoprophylaxis. We can make the rabies into a homeopathic remedy as well. But I get it that the veterinary community and the licenses and all of that goes into it is very pharmaceutically oriented. And so the things that you do, the things that other innovative vets do, often you can't come right out and say it. But tell me about the threats or concerns you would have of dropping rabies vaccines from the sky. Could anything go wrong?
Well, I think on that note, there are so many things that can go wrong, and we don't even know what the long-term implications are. We don't know if other animals pick it up. They claim it's safe, but gosh, how many times have we heard, oh, it's safe and effective, and then we find out down the road that it's extremely toxic. So I think there are problems. I don't know what the right answer and solution is. We certainly do see a few cases of rabies. I think the statistics were like 3,500 cases were found. It's not a large number, but because rabies in people can be a fatal disease and you have to go through all these vaccinations, I understand where the concerns are. I just don't know what the right answer is. We certainly haven't seen a decrease in the amount of rabies that we see in the wildlife, despite the fact that they've been dropping stuff now for over 14 years. And we still see rabies in the wild. So somewhere along the line, they're not getting their target, and animals are still coming down with rabies.
That's the question. You know, when you do engage in any kind of program, you would assess that program and say, are we successful? Is it nothing? I mean, I don't know that they're doing that. Somebody's profiting from selling these things and airdropping them. I mean, you know, how much does it cost to fly things off? How much for instance, territory in any state. Vermont's not the biggest state, but there's still a lot of territory. How are you going to select where to drop it? How do you get, I mean, it's just, there's so many things that just don't make sense about this.
Yeah, I was looking at how they actually started it, and South Carolina was one of the areas where they were starting to see a lot of outbreaks of rabies and raccoons. So the original impetus for it was to try to control the rabies pandemic that was happening in the raccoon population. And then people who have cats that are outdoor cats were the second largest target because they're out, they're going to be, there are a lot of the cats in those years were not vaccinated that were outdoors. And so there was a susceptible population, and that's how they were thinking that if they were able to target the raccoons and they put it in a sachet, with all kinds of markings. So if a human were to come by, they could actually look at it. Now tell me that a kid wouldn't be tempted to pick it up and play with it. You know, there's another concern there. But
listen to how they're describing it, Marlene. Marlene, listen to this. Listen to how they describe this thing. Because you're right. You bring up, what about a human that strays, a kid that doesn't know? The vaccines work by sealing a liquid inside a blister pack with a waxy coating. And they said this pack has the odor of the most rich caramel that you have ever smelled. They describe it lovely, like a vanilla cookie. Tell me that a kid wouldn't go, oh, this sounds great. It's a wrapper? Unwrap it? Oh, yeah. What are the unintended consequences? Are there any concerns here? I don't see that in this article.
Yeah, I think it all goes back to all of our other concerns when we're dealing with some kind of a toxin. We don't know what the long-term side effects are. We don't know if it's being effective or not. We're still seeing rabies in wildlife, so something's going on.
Yeah, and it brings to mind, you know, the whole vaccine paradigm. As we've known, the mere presence of an antibody is not a guarantee of suffering with the infection. The immune system is much more complicated than antibody production. So how do they even know that if they drop it and an animal gets it and they have antibodies artificially induced, that they aren't also vulnerable or made sicker by whatever else is in there?
I know. The whole question of how we're going about doing this is rather insane. I get it.
Yeah. So have you been able to, I know we've talked homeopathy some, and some of the vets that I've met over the years are open to homeoprophylaxis now, using homeopathic medicines in the way I think we should consider because of the energetic aspect of all life. We all are energetic beings ultimately, to interact metabolically in a safe way, in a non-toxic way, to sensitize the immune system without harming it.
We do absolutely use homeoprophylaxis, and we do it for distemper, bordetella, parvo, rabies, but we do still follow the law. I do intend on practicing for some more years.
They'll shut you down if you don't. Yeah, I know.
But we also give a homeopathic prophylactic product along with the rabies so that we're hopefully mitigating some of the negative effects.
Yeah, until that time with the animal care, the veterinarians that are licensed, until you have the freedom to say, here's another option, you can always do it as an adjunct or in conjunction. And I've talked about that as one of the ways to use nozodes or the homeopathic preparation of the actual vaccines themselves to help counteract some of the negative impacts. We also want to make sure their detox pathways are opened up, that they have adequate selenium, different things to act against some of the known ingredients in these concoctions. You know, talk about a witch's brew of injections.
Yeah, that's what we do. Everything you just described is part of our protocol.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there any other... you know, you've introduced me to the Magnasphere, I remember, at your event. Is there any other updates on that for folks if they come to you with their animals and they get to sit in there with themselves? So they're going to get the benefit, too, which is really cool.
So the Magnasphere, I thank you for bringing that up, because one of the first things that we address in any health situation is the ability to put the body back into a parasympathetic state. Remember, we have the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system, and they live on a teeter-totter from each other. So when one is turned on, the other is turned off. And we live in such a hectic, sympathetic-driven world that our body does not know the difference between the saber-toothed tiger that was chasing your ancestor and the sad American day. I coined that when I spoke at the Truth About Cancer. And that's the day where we live in nonstop stress. and we don't even turn it off when we go to bed at night. We have all the Wi-Fi on and all the toxins that we're dealing with, so your body never really has a chance to turn it off or detoxify. As a consequence, you stay in high sympathetic tone, which means your body never has a chance to truly undergo a healing process. And the same happens for our pets as well. So I think doing something in your life, whether it's breathing techniques or meditation or buying a magnosphere, I think everybody should own a magnosphere, and being able to put the whole family into a parasympathetic state, that's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there,
absolutely,
you do all the other things like healthy diet and detoxification programs and things that turn the mitochondria back on. I'm going to be giving a lecture on hormesis at mm-hmm. the Holistic Veterinary Conference coming here in September. I'm doing ozone and hormesis. So it's going to be really neat. I don't know how many veterinarians actually even know what hormesis is, but it's the short-term intermittent stressors that our bodies were literally designed to utilize in order to be able to thrive. It
right.
was
and
what
these
turned
things,
on and off metabolic pathways.
Like the hormesis, as you describe it, and people can look it up, we'll do a show on it, it actually can extend life to have a little bit of stress
your
like
telomeres,
this.
It helps with detoxification. It turns on all your anti-inflammatory pathways. It literally is what our bodies were using in order to be able to improve for that survival mode. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, we got about a minute left. I want you to tell everybody about your new raw pet food that's available around the country. They can have it shipped in, and you describe exactly what to do.
So the website to go to is Evolve. It's actually Evolove Raw, E-V-O-L-O-V-E, raw.com. And all the information on the diet is there. We have two different blends. I have a more keto blend, which is a 70-30 blend for those individuals who have cancer or autoimmune disease or inflammation. That's your better option. And then I also respond to people when they ask questions. I'll be able to be real specific for your pet's needs. But it's that along with the vitamins, minerals, fatty acids, and a product called LumaPet that we utilize to repair the leaky gut. That forms the foundation for our pet's health.
By the way, there's a big banner in the show notes today at robertscatbell.com. You'll see it, Dr. Siegel's Evolove Raw Food. And you can link directly there. If you can't remember what she just said, just come to robertscatbell.com and link up and get it for your cats and dogs. And Dr. Marlene Siegel, big hugs. Enjoy your lovely homegrown food for me until I can come visit.
I'll freeze dry some of it for you.
All right. Speaking of feeding, how about our babies? If you can't breastfeed, what about infant formula? We've got a breaking news story. You gotta hear it. Be careful for those kids. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it now. Thanks to Marlene Siegel. Live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week now. GCN carries our Sunday radio broadcast live through up to the satellite and down to radio stations around the world. And, of course, simulcast on GCNLive.com, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, World Broadcasting Network. I can't remember all of the ways that you can watch or hear. And later, archived at Brighteon as well. Now, from our little furry friends to our less furry human babies and what we should feed them. I don't know if anybody's under the impression that breast milk is not the ideal food for babies, but it is. There are circumstances that some cases women are unable to breastfeed for as long as they want or not at all. Then what are the options? Well, we've been sold a false bill of goods by Nestle and others that have a vested interest in selling you substitutes, breast milk substitutes. And for many years, they've contained some nasty stuff, and they still do, even nastier stuff. Not the least of which, corn syrup solids, genetically modified corn, I mean sugar. Oh, corn sugar, that's right. Everybody will buy it now because it's called corn sugar. It's just a mess. It's nothing like human breast milk. Now, there are historical examples where you could substitute goat milk, because goats have a growth rate that's closer to humans than cows, for instance. But you can modify these things, you can supplement these things, and make something better than you can buy in the store. I realize there are organic powdered milk substitutes now, too, which is good. It's an improvement, but it's not ideal. So we have an article here, and it's listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, talking about prescription infant formulas now found to be contaminated with, for our British listeners, aluminium. Aluminum. We say it right in America. I'm just saying. You guys say a lot of things right. That one, not so right. Where's the I in aluminum? It's not there. Well, it's there before, but not aluminium. I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Just picking on my British friends. Here's the facts of this article. Multiple brands of prescription infant formula were found to contain high levels of aluminum. and the consideration. Should we be questioning the quality of products that come from pharmaceutical production? Do we veer away from natural methods of raising children more than we should? At what cost? And, you know, this is the idea that, oh, if it comes from an animal, we've got to pasteurize it. Right? I just had a raw milk milkshake yesterday. I put raw milk in my shake. I shook up. I had some living fuel, different things in my shake this morning, trying to cut calorie up. Yogurt, different things. And I've lost weight during this move. I haven't been eating, just been working. You know, you tend to use up your store. Now, I'm not dangerously thin, but not where I'd like to be. So growth, these milks are designed for growth. And I don't know that every adult human needs to drink raw milk or milk at all. But if you do, you can use it, you can choose it wisely. But to pasteurize it, or then to get substitutes that are pasteurized, homogenized, loaded with aluminum? Aluminum? Why? Well, we make them in aluminum vats, right? That was an interesting thing because we brought this up years ago about certain rice milks and soy milk. Soy milk is just stay away. If it's not fermented and cultured, the soy, just an organic, obviously, just stay away. But other milks, are they made in big aluminum vats? And if so, what's the contamination content of this aluminum? We know that injecting aluminum is devastating to the brain and nervous system. Ingestion might be, you might have a little bit ability to sequester it if your GI tract is mature, if your microbiome is fully intact, but these infants are still developing. How will aluminum devastate their developing microbiome? This is just plain stupid. So, don't be afraid of using goat milk, cow milk if you have to, dilute it because it doesn't need to be in full strength for baby humans. But that is from free-range, pastured, green, grass-fed animals as opposed to factory farm, CAFO scenarios. That's a non-starter for me and should be a non-starter for anybody. Ideally, you could even find what they call wet nurse or others that will donate breast milk if they're producing more than they need. Likely, I mean, it may be a good thought to say, hey, how's that mom's health? Obviously, you want to consider that, but take all of those things in consideration. Many years ago, when my wife couldn't breastfeed as long as we had wanted due to other issues, she pumped as much, and we got ahead. We were able to last, you know, 6 months, and then we started transitioning to a goat milk-based substitute with our own supplemental features in it. So we control the ingredients. And be creative. Be divergent. You can do it. You don't have to rely upon big pharma or big agribusiness or big chemical or big food to provide sustenance for your babies, much less yourself. Are you growing a garden? Start it if you still can, if you're 24/7 year-round, like in the southern parts of the United States. If you're seasonal, you're getting close to harvest time. I hope you got some good stuff to eat. I'll be over soon. We got a question of the day on aneurysms coming up next. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Greenland has said it's not for sale, but that didn't stop top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow from adding fuel to the idea that the Trump administration really wants to purchase the world's largest island from Denmark. Speaking with Fox News Sunday, Kudlow, the director of the National Economic Council, said the administration is looking at purchasing Greenland. Kudlow said it's an interesting story. It's developing and we're looking at it. We just don't know. Kudlow noted that years ago,
then-President Harry Truman sought to purchase the massive island off the Canadian coast. President Donald Trump's interest in acquiring the 811,000 square mile island in the North Atlantic was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. Citing sources familiar with the deliberations, the Journal reported Trump has mentioned the idea with varying degrees of seriousness. Trump is scheduled to visit Denmark next month on an unrelated appearance. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, welcome back, my friends. We got a half hour or so to go. I hope you're enjoying the show. We got additional 5 days of the week, Monday through Friday. If you go to National News Radio or robertscottbell.com, you'll find it there. Thank you for being here, those of you simulcast watching on Facebook Live. We have a book that I co-wrote with Ty Bollinger called Unlock the Power to Heal. A lot of the insights that I share with you are in there. Even though it's a few years old, it's still valuable. People use it as a resource or research materials. And some of which I'm going to mention in this next segment, because we have another one of those things where y'all ask me questions just like this.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one's coming from Grace. I have a feeling Grace is a female. And not to offend any of those that don't align themselves with any gender, Grace is a female. Okay? Carmen last hour was a male, and he made sure we knew that. This one from Grace says, Hi, Robert and Super Don. A good friend of mine has recently been informed that she has an aneurysm, as shown on an MRI.
Are there any homeopathic remedies and supplements you might suggest that could be helpful to her? She has chosen to undergo surgery next month as advised by her doctor, given the aneurysm size and location. Any thoughts and suggestions would be very much appreciated. Many, many thanks, Grace. Super Don, I don't think we've had a lot of aneurysm questions over the years. Or were you familiar when you heard this or you saw this question, or did you look it up and see what an aneurysm was?
I know it's something to do in the brain. It's like a clot or something, isn't it?
Well, it's a vascular weakness. It's like a thin area specific to the vasculature, an artery or vein. But in this case, you have a weakened artery typically where it balloons out. If you can imagine like a weak spot on a balloon, if you've ever seen that, it's a little thinner in one area. And of course, the risk is that it will burst because it's thinner than the other area. It doesn't have the connective tissue integrity. Now, I can't say, Grace, for your friend, if what I'm about to tell you would be sufficient depending on the severity and the risk of it bursting, obviously. So I'm not going to say don't do the surgery. That's not my place to do so. But I will say regardless of the surgery or not, or especially if you do the surgery, survive that and now move forward and say, all right, you've corrected it mechanically, but you've done nothing to address the reason why it happened in the first place. And we talk, and this, funny enough, it kind of flows from the last article about aluminum. Because the same mineral that helps us to bind and detoxify aluminum, or aluminium for our Brits out there, is the same mineral that is the key mineral for all connective tissue integrity. That includes brain and neural cell integrity too, but connective tissue. Now, people think of a skin, muscles, bursa, tendons, cartilage, viscera. But they often forget that the veins and the arteries are made up of connective tissue. Very vitally important that they don't lose integrity because the pressure of blood pumping. Now, I'm not even talking about high blood pressure. Just there's a lot of pressure in that system. It's like a hose, you know. If you it wears out at a certain point, if it's constantly crimped, there's a number of reasons why. But in terms of humanity or human frame, the functional integrity of the system, connective tissue, vascular system, without adequate silicon stores in the body, you have weakness. You have an inability to maintain integrity, especially in areas of stress, which the vasculature is under stress all of the time. And that's not a bad thing. In fact, it's healthy to put it under stress through exercise. But in the case of somebody who has a weakened area up toward the brain, the blood flow to the brain, and then it bursts, then it could be deadly. The aneurysm could result in death. So if you have to do an intervention allopathically, okay, but repair via the silicon challenge we talk about. And that's Alta Health Products. Alta, ALT, a small family company out of Idaho. They've been doing it the same way for generations now. And this is a recognition that the silicon that we would normally get from a whole food type diet is not there because the soils are depleted. And even those of you who say, I don't need to take any selenium because I eat Brazil nuts. Sorry. Brazil nuts don't contain the adequate quantities of selenium that they once did. So you can't eat enough Brazil nuts in a day to therapeutically correct the selenium deficiency. In this case, the silicon deficiency. They're tableted. They're whole food form. And you'll take 3-4 times a day. I would go at least 4 weeks in this circumstance, maybe longer. But then you would start tapering down to more of a maintenance dose. And there are certainly other minerals that are critical. Magnesium, I always mention, is one. Whole food form is the mega food we use. Now, you can get all of these whole food supplements through our friend Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077. Please mention the Robert Scott Bell Show when you call so he knows that, you know, you guys are hearing this message of support for whole food nutrition and remediation of things like, yes, even aneurysms. So hopefully that's helpful to you. There are things you can do in terms of water. Just hydration will help reduce viscosity of the blood, which will take down the risk of a rupture, for instance, or the harsh eddies that can create friction, believe it or not, in a liquid medium that could create other inflammation and breakdown of cellular integrity at the vascular site where this is weakened over years. Years. That didn't happen overnight. But rebuilding it won't take years. You can do it in months. but there are things you've got to do. So hopefully, Grace, that'll help your friend. If you have a follow-up question, please let me know. Now, on to the FDA. Super Don, it was addressed to you. Did you have anything to add on aneurysms?
No.
No,
I really don't have anything constructive. I just hope that your friend gets better, because aneurysms, yes. I mean, I've heard of them, you know.
All
and
them,
they,
yeah.
Like you said, they can be very serious, so you don't want to, you know, ignore the crisis or potential crisis part of this and make sure
right.
you get done what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. All right, let's see. Mm. What else we got? Oh, finale story here for this segment is from the Fear and Death Administration. And Super Don, as a former smoker, you are. You've talked about it. We've talked about the addiction side of this thing as well. When you were in the midst of the smoking addiction, we talked about stories about graphic images of lung cancer and horrible
people. They've
been
trying to do this for years. There are other countries that do this.
But how well does it really work? I mean, you know, again, going back to your memory, like you saw those pictures, you're like, I don't care, I'm smoking anyway. I mean, at this point, you know, you're...
When you are hooked on something, a graphic, you know, look, I won't say that it wouldn't potentially have some effect on some people.
Mm-hmm.
But for the majority of people, especially things like cigarettes, they're just, you know, they're disgusting and they're gross. But when you're hooked on them, you're hooked on them. And it takes some effort to get off of them. So, yeah, I mean, if you put some graphic image on a carton, there are a lot of people that would just be like, whatever, you know, it's okay, you know. Because they've been putting warnings on cigarettes for a gazillion years.
Right.
But they're thinking, you know what, the printed thing where it says the Surgeon General has said that smoking cigarettes is bad for your health.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. So they're thinking, now we can put, like, here's a picture of somebody who's had open heart surgery, and it shows the scars. Or we can put the picture of the person with the stoma, you know, the hole in their throat, you know, to try and deter people. And... It hasn't worked before. Now, listen, the tobacco industry has lobbied against this heavily in the past when they've tried to do it. In today's world, maybe it would be more effective because you have a lot less people that are smoking now.
Fewer people are smoking. But if you think about graphic imagery, I mean, even TV shows, people are desensitized to graphic imagery. I think you would have I think you would have to bring a smoker into, like, the place where they're doing the open heart surgery or the stoma. Bring them to the hospital and see, I mean, viscerally see this
Do
stuff.
You remember back in the day when, and I actually didn't have to witness this, but I had friends that would go through driver's ed at school, and they would show these movies of these graphic, like, you know, car accidents and stuff. To try and you know, get kids to drive safer. I don't know any kids that drove safer as a result of the things. It was just something to talk about, like, oh man, I saw the decapitated dude and stuff. You know, it's like, you know, so I don't know. I think it might become a novelty to some people. It's like, you know, which cigarette pack did you get today? Oh, I got the person in a coffin. Oh, cool. Which one did you get? Right?
Yeah, I trade them like wacky packages. I was thinking, you know, again, the visceral reality of seeing another human being suffering in this way might have more of an impact than an image, a static image, a picture.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the minds of somebody addicted or the body of somebody addicted.
Here's the question I got to ask, because it's like, listen, is smoking bad for you? Absolutely it is. You know, and does it cause cancer? Absolutely it does. You know, there are a lot of deaths that could be attributed to people who smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking, why are we not considering if we're going to take this, this tactic on trying to deter people from doing things that are bad for their health, why don't we consider graphic images on a lot of things that aren't being considered right now?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. You got some examples? What are you thinking?
Well,
if you haven't, here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I'm thinking. You know, a lot of people change their eating habits after reading the Robbins book, Diet for a New America.
Right.
Remember that? John Robbins, who wrote Diet for a New America, heir to the Baskin-Robbins.
Or how about people, and not only that, but I know something that had a profound effect on me was when I watched, what was that documentary? Food Incorporated?
Food Inc., right? See?
Yeah.
There is imagery, like documentary films that are moving pictures that you see the suffering more than a static image, I think is more effective. But also, for those that are militant vegetarian or vegans, all you need to do for most people, if you want them to convert to vegetarianism, have them have to hunt and kill their own food. or go into a factory farm, and they'll go, no, I think if that's the case, I will just eat, you know, vegetarian.
I'll just have a salad, thank you.
Right.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying everybody would, because there are hunters out there that do a good job, and I'm not opposed to that. There's reasons and there's history there. But the idea is more than just an image. And, of course, here's the federal government in involving itself.
How about a graphic image on a Big Mac?
Yeah, now that's something that I think McDonald's might be opposed to, but... How about in these
stupid drug commercials where everybody's skipping and jumping rope and chasing butterflies?
Mm.
No. Maybe we ought to have, let's show somebody going through open heart surgery. Ask your doctor if blah, blah, blah is right for you, right?
Right. How about the diabetes drug where your gonads fall off? You want a graphic image there?
Dude, that might be a graphic image for sure. You know, animated GIF of it, like, falling off or something.
Do you want
right?
your stuff falling off, or will you take 100 micrograms of a Whole Foods TTF Chromium 4 times a day? Really? I think that's an easy choice to make. All right, y'all, we got another segment to come on board here. We're going to talk about upcoming events, and I've got... You know, we're talking government regulations and mandatory pictures on cigarette cartons. How about gas cans? I've just got a complaint. I got to get off my chest when we get back here. And then we'll tell you where we're going to be. And hopefully you can be there, too, whether it be Southern California or Chicago. It's coming up. Go to robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story, but freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, well, a warning detour. Detour of the Robert Scott Bell Show ahead. I've got to talk about petrochemicals, not in the way I normally talk about them. Gasoline, right? Combustion engines. Y'all want to save the planet, stop burning fossil fuels. You will kill half the planet within months as the trucks stop rolling. Just saying. And I know I'd rather have hemp made to diesel. Certainly, vegetable diesel, yes, but it's just not enough. You don't realize how much being used. We still have too many lawns, not enough food being grown. We just moved into a place that is a big lawn. I will eventually convert it into what's called permaculture. That's part of my goal and dream now that I'll have control over it. But we still got to mow the lawn. So I had to go out and buy a gas can. I'm going to get a 2-gallon gas can. Now, there was a 5-gallon gas can for less money than the 2-gallon gas can. It was on clearance because it was... Apparently, the nozzle has this safety thing where you have to push on the nozzle onto the thing in order for it for gas to come out. And I was using that from the place we were last year that was owned by the people that owned the house. I was like, this is so annoying. I would remove the nozzle. I have a funnel. I put it over the gas tank of the lawnmower and pour it in just without the nozzle. Because it didn't work. It was stupid. I'm like, I don't want to buy one of those. So I asked the people at the hardware store, hey, do you have something without the stupid stuff that makes it impossible to pour? Oh, no, not regulations, government regulations, federal regulations, all gas cans have that now. Here's a different variety that might work better for you. I'm like, okay, I'll try that. A gas can, 2-gallon gas can, $20. What? It used to be $2. Now, Federal Reserve plays a role here, but even that, how much more was added to the cost of a gas can because they have these technical safety valves so you can't spill any? And then I get this thing home, and turns out that if you turn the gas can over to pour it without pressing the button to release it, it leaks from where you screw it onto the gas can. What is that?
I was just going to say, I've had the same experience where it was like, I'm sitting there trying to figure out how to use the damn thing.
Yeah,
and all I did was get gas all over my hand.
The thing they say, they don't want you to
mess around with it. Yeah,
yeah. We don't want you to spill it. And you spill it because you didn't press the thing. This is so stupid. Anyway, this is government regulation. Folks, we could do with a lot less of it. I'm telling you, the government is not going to save the planet. The government's not going to save the environment. Only you can do that if you believe and perceive that it's in trouble.
Okay? And our bodies are in trouble. We talk about our animal friends, our babies. We got to clean up what we're doing. Try going permaculture. Try growing food, less lawns, fewer lawns, please. With that, I want to see you at the Cancer Control Society's annual event, 47th year now, August 31st, September 1st and 2nd. Be there in a couple of weeks, Glendale, California, Southern California, L.A. area. I know we're going to see Michael Bolden in the 10th Amendment Center again, but we got lots of friends and lots of listeners in Southern California. Please come on out. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. I'm going to be there with Paul Barrichello. We're going to have Synergy Science. We'll have Echo Water. We're going to have the key technology. You'll be able to see it and feel it, touch it. This is wonderful technology to protect you from harmful EM fields. And I'll be lecturing on hydrogen, molecular hydrogen and cancer. Then we got The Truth About Cancer Live October 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's in Anaheim, California. Back in Southern California twice. And so that's in the fall. That's October 11th, 12th, and 13th, Anaheim. Get your tickets. We have links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com at the webpage. And then confirm now, Trinity School of Natural Health, the Trinity Health Freedom Expo, October 26th and 27th, Tinley Park, Illinois, just south of Chicago. If you're not local, fly into, not O'Hare. Well, you can. It's a little further, but Midway is a little closer. And that's going to be great. That's a two-day event, a Saturday-Sunday event. I'll be there. Nana Doc will be there speaking. Paul will be there. I mean, it's an amazing rate. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be there. We got a vaccine panel again. It's going to be amazing, and I hope that you're planning your travel events wisely for promotion of your health, the health of your family and friends and those around you. And by the way, take advantage of the Trinity School of Natural Health. They're open enrollment now on their many programs, going through the Canvas, so it'll move you through it a little faster, which is great. And that's coming up. We'll have more discussion. We have archives at robertscottbell.com of many of the topics we've covered where the Trinity programs are available to you. And if you're a medical doctor, you could benefit a lot, believe it or not, by going back to school through the Trinity program. And join us for some of those events as well. So as more events come out, or if you want to invite me to an event, reach out through the website at robertscottbell.com. Super Don will help us hook it all up. And we've got a lot of guests scheduled we'll be putting in from the new studio. If you have ideas for the back of my studio, you can see that wall way behind me. It's pretty blank right now. What to do? I'd love to hear from you as well. And sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com because you could win a bottle of Plus CBD oil. 2 ounce Cafe Mocha. We're going to give another one away, hopefully this week. But you got to be part of the email list to know what to do to enter. All right? Thanks for being here, y'all. Thanks to Dr. Marlene Siegel. Thanks to Super Don. Thanks to Alex on the board. Reminder, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.